Right now, time to talk some rugby league. And as always, something going on in the game. Unfortunately, not positive at all. And I'm talking about Ben Barber. We'll talk that and many other things with this man, Zorba. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Mossy. Ben Barber, what an absolute disaster. And who would have believed that the nutmeg try scored from a scrum win close to the line in the 15th minute of the 2016 Grand Final by Benny Barber for Cronulla against Melbourne Storm would be his last in the NRL. It was the first try of the Grand Final, you'd remember, and Barber's 133rd in 202 matches, an absolute amazing strike rate. But that try-scoring gift is now essentially over in the NRL, and the demons inside Barber emerged again last weekend at the Townsville Casino. The NRL will view film of the incident. I've spoken to people that have seen it, and the NRL boss, Todd Greenberg, will have a look at it. And a fair and strong leader he is, but he won't mess around. Barber will be banned from the game in Australia if that video reinforces what everyone is saying is on it. And, of course, Greenberg was CEO of the Bulldogs in 2013 when Barber's partner then and now, Ainsley Curry, denied reports Barber had assaulted her. Greenberg, the Bulldogs, the NRL were powerless to act in 2013. But from what I've been told, it's different this time. This is the line in the sand moment we've spoken about in this horrible off-season for our game involving women and the treatment of women. The time is now. Ben Barber, I'm afraid we won't be seeing him again, but he's had his chances. But it's crazy, isn't it? Life in the NRL moves on. I understand the Cowboys are desperate now to sign Alex Johnson from South Sydney as their number one for this season. He's not happy at Souths, where he hasn't been guaranteed anything, let alone his favourite spot of fullback where he wants to play.
I'd be amazed if Craig Inglis played any time at fullback this year, but separate to that, does this now open the door, Zorb, conveniently, to the fact that if Valentine Holmes doesn't find success over in the US, that it's a very easy passage to the Cowboys, which we all thought might happen in 2020, but potentially could happen before June 30 in 2019?
Absolutely. Everything's possible in our game, as you know. And look, he's over in America at the moment, in Florida, in a camp, trying to impress and learn the game. I personally don't think that he'll make it. I think you're right. He could easily be back. He wants to go home to North Queensland eventually, and the time would be right. They've got the money now.
Yeah, Zorb, just moving on to the Sharks coaching position. John Morris gets a job from Kiama to Sydney, the cauldron that is the NRL.
Yeah, he was at the blowhole at Kiama this week. It's a different blowhole in the NRL. It's a bit hotter. You know, they've listened to their players, the Sharks, in giving the rookie coach Morris the coaching job. And the same players have now got to back up their support on the field. Morris has a golden opportunity with a very strong side, despite the exit of Valentine Holmes and young Jesse Ramien and the retirement of Luke Lewis. The mail coming out of the Shire is suggesting that Andrew Fifita is killing it at training and will start the season in his best shape for years. And, of course, Fifita has become something of a trendsetter in the game. It was Andrew Fifita who chose to play for Tonga ahead of New South Wales Blues. And he set a real trend in rugby league. Suddenly players are opting for their heritage and family ahead of glory dollars and representative glory. And Latrell Mitchell is the latest. He's elected to stay at home and play with his Indigenous All-Stars brothers against the New Zealand Maori's Indigenous side on February 15th, which is just around the corner in Melbourne.
Yeah, interesting. Just while we're on the Fifita, Andrew Fifita, John Morris has labelled him as a leader and a heart of gold and a massive heart inside the dressing room. And that's, I guess, conflicting with those who don't know him and just dismiss him as a troublemaker. Maybe a wise move from John Morris. First move as head coach back
when
he started.
Well, better to get him onside. We saw him virtually offside with his former coach, Shane Flanagan, when he looked at that coaching box last year and really gave an impression that he wasn't exactly walking the same line as his coach. Oh, look, he can be a match winner or he can lose your games. Oh, he's rocks or diamonds, Andrew Fifita. I mean, on his day, there's no better props. I mean, people have compared him to the late, great Arthur Beetson in what he can do in his role as a prop forward, but he can also lose you a game. He gives away a lot of penalties. He does go missing in games. But if he's on, there's very few better.
I think the saying was a former US president said, better to have him inside your tent than outside your tent.
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Morris knows that. He knows. Like, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, he has an association with a lot of those players early in their career, including Aaron Woods, who we coached at school.
Yeah, exactly. Just on that, John Morris, can you explain to me why he gets a 3-year deal?
Well, one is that really it wasn't a show of support if they only gave him one. Two, he comes very cheaply compared to other NRL coaches, and they're cash-strapped at the Sharks.
Mm.
And the third reason is that the players absolutely said, we want him as coach. I don't think that Cameron Ciraldo contemplated going there seriously. And Trent Barrett withdrew because he knew Morris had got the job. And I can't believe they even approached Justin Holbrook, who is doing well over at St Helens, but he's rookie.
Yeah, look, I think it's a wise move. I mean, if you're going to back a rookie coach, you know, 3 years is fair enough. And as Zorba said, he's coming at a, you know, cut price compared to other NRL coaches.
But the thing about that is, Mossy, and Zorba, no one else was chasing John Morris.
Mm.
So surely if you're the Sharks, you go, you know what, I'll sign you for 2 years with an option in our favour.
The other side of the coin on that is if he does really well in his first season and he's young and other coaches are on the lookout, they're always on the lookout, then he could have been pinched off them and they'd never live that down. So, look, there are a lot of problems at the Sharks. There's still some issues to be settled there, and the NRL commissioners meeting this week will sort through that. There's some big things about to happen regarding their salary cap. I don't think you'll see anyone from the NRL going easy on the Sharks. There's still trouble ahead, and I reckon that might have had something to do with what they've done this week too in regards to their coaching.
Now, I know you're a massive Super Bowl fan. Where you're watching Super Bowl 53, and this dates back to, is it Montana was your favourite, and that's why you're a 49ers fan?
Yeah, absolutely. I met him when he visited Australia a long, long time ago now. He was still the star of the game in the US with San Francisco 49ers, which is still my team, even though they've gone poorly in recent years. But this is going to be a cracker. This is like tomorrow morning, it's hot dogs, chicken wings and Budweiser. And it's the old versus the new in the NFL Super Bowl number 53 in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta in Georgia. 66-year-old Bill Belichick, who is as dry as Wayne Bennett and the late, great Jack Gibson put together.
Yeah,
he says about as much as those two say before and after games. And his veteran superstar quarterback, Tom Brady, who's 41, up against the youngest coach in the NFL, Sean McVay, who's only 33.
Yeah.
And that's young for an NFL coach. And his rookie quarterback, Jared Goff, who's only 24 in his second season. Belichick's been coach of New England for 19 years. He's got 9 Super Bowl appearances as a coach, and it's 9 for Brady as well. Brady's going to rely heavily on his go-to men, Julian Edelman and the giant Rob Gronkowski.
Go the Gronk.
Gronkowski's amazing.
Yeah.
Number 87. Watch him. Goff will try and set his Pro Bowl running back Todd Gurley and the tank CJ Anderson loose, but look out for Aaron Donald. He's the Rams' hitman and defender, top defender in the NFL. He'll be out to sack Brady as much as possible. He's on, wait for it, $100 million a year. I reckon the Rams in a high-scoring classic are going to cause a bit of an upset. Big Putter, who won big on last year's Super Bowl when the Philadelphia Eagles won, He won over $1 million last year on the Super Bowl. He's put $1.5 million on the Rams to cover the 2.5 start. I think it'll be a high-scoring game with upwards of 46 to 50 points scored, and I'm in the Rams' corner.
Yeah, quite remarkable, Zorban. To put it into context, you spoke about the ages of the coaches. Sean McVay was 15 when Belichick won his first Super Bowl in 2001. Quite remarkable.
I reckon McVay is going to be the first coach to really look at what goes on in rugby league. There's some signs there that he's been looking at our game in some of the things they do, which is a little bit unpredictable when it comes to the really stereotype way they play NFL. Nobody goes outside the square. I mean, the way that they can pass the ball anywhere in that game leaves it wide open for changes, and I reckon this young bloke will see the light.
Yeah, and that's what we saw from Miami in one of the games there. And Russell Crowe was tweeting, this is what rugby league looks like when they thought
exactly.
the miracle in Miami.
Yeah, when they get a punter that performs a tackle.
Yes.
I mean, they all go into raptures.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's jump from the US of A over to England. Dave Ferner, first game in charge of Leeds. A big loss.
Yeah, big loss. That game finished about an hour and a half ago. Got up early to watch it because I was very interested to see how lots of Aussies in this game, including Ferner. He started his coaching career in the English Super League with a 26-6 defeat, down 20-0 at half time. His Leeds Rhinos against the Warrington Wolves played in Warrington. Blake Austin starred in his debut for the Wolves. He scored a second half try, set up one, played really well, looked dangerous all the time, and also Jason Clark from South Sydney had a very strong debut off the bench for the Wolves. They're the early season favourites for the Super League title, and they're coached, of course, by the ex-Dragons coach and Cronulla assistant coach, Steve Price. Leeds spent up big in the off-season with Ferner, the big buy, along with NRL players Trent Merrin from the Panthers, Tui Loalahia from the West Tigers, and Conrad Hurrell. Those three players went okay. Nothing exciting to write home about, but a lot of work to be done by Dave Ferner, who took the defeat fairly well. First game of the first round of the Super League sprung some interesting results.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier, St Helens defeating Wigan on the Friday night. Hey, Zorb, we've got a roll. We'll take your tip on the Super Bowl. You're in the Rams corner, so go the Rams from your point of view. We're going to speak to Dick Fane later on in the program as well to get his thoughts on Super Bowl 53. Good on you, mate. We'll speak again next week.
Okay, boys. Look forward to it.